The first time I encounter a fabric that I remember is of the type Hunan Sa, that's Cantonese. And I encountered it when I was about 4 to 8 years old. And of course, I didn't have words for it. My language and my thought was still developing at the time, but in the tactile sense, it was very different experience from other fabric. I remember that it was very smooth, it was very flat, compressed fabric. And I distinctly remember it. It is very, very fragile also. And when I pick it up, even like a small piece, it started to break, and it made a sound like it's a zipper, like drrr. Very, very interesting sound, and I was very intrigued by it. And so I keep tearing it apart. I hope I didn't do too much damage, but I thought that was kind of fun to play with. And then my grandma came, and basically she wasn't very, she wasn't mad at me, and I was maybe a little bit saddened. So I kind of sensed it, and I didn't continue to play with that. Anyway, so now, after 40 some years, I thought about this, and of course, the way I think about that fabric now and when I first encountered it is vastly different. Basically, when I first encountered it, I didn't consider my grandma's feeling about it. I didn't thought about, what the meaning is, what the meaning is to her. And from the perspective of today, I understand that the fabric is actually quite expensive. Not a lot of people can afford it at the time. So it's kind of like a status symbol for her time. of course, like later on when we have TV in the 1980s, early 80s, and there was like some TV series from Hong Kong that we watched, and those kind of clothing started to show up and imprinted into my memory, and I made association, kind of gave it more context, so I started to know in a not a very like deliberate way what the world looks like that my grandma had a past, basically, that maybe that sense of time started to seep into my mind. So, and like 40 years later, and I thought, that she tried to save the clothing. It meant something to her. And she was, I mean, she kind of accepted that the clothing is already degraded to such a point that it is very fragile. And seeing her grandson play with it and kind of ruin it, maybe she accepted the fact that, things do degrade and go away as they grow. So I gather maybe that is why she wasn't really mad at me. And then the second time I thought about this, since my first encounter was kind of strange because my mom worked in the garment industry as a pattern maker. She made patterns for designers, and she know quite a bit about fabric. And at one point that she also tried to get her hand on some of these Hengwansa fabric, and she told me how they were made. I found it pretty interesting. It turned out that these fabric were weaved by some plant strands. Maybe they break down a plant and take the fiber out of the plant and weave them into this Hengwansa, this kind of fabric. And what's more interesting about this is that they put this fabric in between two boards, like wood, and compress them, and then sink them into like a riverbed or a lake or something for a period of time, and then they take it out. And then once they take it out, it becomes very flat, very smooth, and has a texture, very, very beautiful texture, and very soft texture. So it's kind of like silk, really. But since, silk was very hard to come by, I think this may be like a next best thing, I suppose. So anyway, this thing really has a significant impact on, enough impact on me for me to remember. I'm glad that I remembered it because my first encounter was so fresh and so memorable. It was also very exciting because when you're a child, you discover something. Every time you discover something, it's new, never seen before. And for it to have a sense of history and it just recurring again made me think about it again. It's just it's kind of wonderful in a way. And I'm glad that I have this memory.